And we have, of course, Fareed talking about CardioVasc. And we just had a recent sale. Okay, good. So we're still having trouble getting Fareed. But we will talk with Fareed in a minute. We had a tremendous amount of CardioVasc out the door. And, of course, a lot of people had previously been taking it for a number of months and getting tremendous benefits. We had a few people who had previously taken knockoffs. We mentioned last week when we had third hour show, which is our firing line on Friday, and Michelle decided to bring it up, and we also talked about this in the last few sessions with Fareed about the knockoffs, such as Extendivite, Heart and Body, and Strauss Heart Drops, that literally tried to copy in and have inferior versions of the formula. They're not cross-checked with chromatography to make sure all the biomolecules are at the correct concentration from the right parts of the plant, from the right plant, from the right continent. So if you get, for example, if you don't have the right part of the plant and it's grown from the right source plant, from the right continent, you're not going to have the biomolecules to have a biological effect. That's why CardioVasc is so superior. And I take a ton of it, actually. I take not only the capsules, I take the drops. I have my big drink here beside me, which is, of course, Sports Energy Light, Brain Man Con Mind, and I put the Mega Muscles amino acid powder in there. But I take CardioVasc and the Nutridyne in my drink, and it's like, keeps me calm, but also keeps me activated. It keeps me detoxified, and the CardioVasc keeps my blood vessels and arteries happy. And so, do we have Fareed? Oh, really? So yeah, usually he's on the ball. He knows that he's supposed to be here at that time. Oh yeah, okay. Actually, it may be on my end too. Let's see if we can get Jim then. Perhaps we can bring in Jim early, and we'll get him at the bottom of the hour then, because he probably assumes I'm looking at. Maybe he was scheduled for the bottom. So let's see if we can get Jim in on the program. What I want to do is I want to talk about our NutriMeds and why they're so superior. I had one gentleman the other day, and it was really quite funny. He actually emailed me, and he told me how he was taking a whole bunch of products. I'm thinking, I don't recognize any of these products. And he wanted my opinion whether or not these are going to make him well. I'm thinking, when do you think that I'm going to review products that are inferior from other places and tell you if they're going to be helpful? If you're listening to the program, you need to realize I only recommend our nutraceuticals. Drop all the garbage and start taking ours only. So I'll give you an example. We have several hundred nutraceutical products. Our latest one we're going to launch next week is NutriImmune 26Y. And this is a new upgrade to the NutriImmune product, which, by the way, NutriImmune is still present in our ageless product. And the 26Y, though, has some additional properties. It lowers C-reactive protein and inflammatory cytokines. It'll help to turn off autoimmune diseases like lupus and arthritis. It helps to protect your brain from inflammation in your blood vessels. It fights against 26 major pathogens. So, for example, I got an email consult yesterday from a person in Ireland who wanted me to set up a protocol for the recovery from methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. And, of course, they didn't want to take months or years of antibiotics, which would totally wreck them. In fact, if you take antibiotics for as little as 2 weeks, you increase the risk of colon cancer. Did you know that? Of course you don't know that. Because those are published studies that have proven if you knock out the regular bacteria, you get overtaken by deconjugating bacteria that re-release the toxins in your lower colon, and then it's redistributed back to target organs in your body. So when you look at our products, for example, I did a QRMA result on the young lady who was having all kinds of health problems. Turns out she's probably environmentally ill. She's turning diabetic. She has obstructive apnea. And she's only a teenager, by the way. And she turns out she has both thyroid and adrenal failure. She needs her adrenal support and her mitothyroid. And, of course, that she's going to need her Nutridyne, her monoatomic iodine, selenium cruciferate, minerals from Minerals Plus, because you need seven minerals to deiodinate iodine to form T3 from T4 and not make reverse T3, which blocks your metabolism. In fact, if you make enough reverse T3, you can go into suspended animation, which is like deep space travel. Maybe they want a T3 patch to give you transdermal T3, reverse T3. So we look at our other supplements, like Allure Block, which will block the histamines. Allergan actually eliminates histamines by destroying them. Allicin Med, that kills off pathogens 200 milligrams more than any other form of allicin. Arthritics, and we have recent people asking, can you have another anti-arthritics to say rheumatoid that's not going to wreck me, like, you know, The disease-modifying drugs like infliximab, etc. And they always have these funny new things with MAB. It sounds like, oh, that sounds demonic. Why is that? Why does it give you a bad tweak in your gut? Arthritics, which gets rid of the attack against type 2 collagen. Leptin metabolic, which helps to lower the cytokine level of peroxynitrate in your joints. And Inflamax, which is the Wolbenzyme N formula, 10 times stronger than the original one, with seriflozyme or serapeptase. We have the also separate seriflozyme. For diabetes, we have, of course, dibetaline and biotin plus to lower insulin resistance. Berberstatin to normalize the gut, because the gut is usually a dysbiotic in diabetics. And to lower glucagon that converts protein into sugar in your liver. And, of course, we use other things to lower the free radicals, because unless you have free radicals, sugar doesn't attach to anything. I've asked various people that are diabetic, or even people like my brother, who's been diabetic for 25 years, and I asked them questions, and, of course, all the doctors and all the pharmacists always get all the questions wrong. They assume that some diabetics have low insulin and have type 2 diabetes, and that's not the case ever. Number two, they assume that sugar is the devil. Sugar can't attach unless there's free radicals present, so the singlet oxygen hydronitroperoxy radical have to change the sugar so it can attach to protein. Hi, Fareed. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Dr. Bill. How are you?
I think we may have messed up, and I had you booked a little later, but that's okay. I'm glad you popped on so we can talk about cardiovascular. What is vascular disease? Let's ask that question. Vascular disease is infected biofilm causing free radicals that oxidize cholesterol, fatty acids, and create trans fats, but they little globules that are eaten by our macrophages, which means in Latin big eater cells, they eat it and go, oops, and they die, because it's like eating, macrophage cyanide. And so we have a very clear understanding of exactly what causes heart disease. And when these little cells die, they produce a thing called soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and they stimulate the production of the fibrin and platelets to form a little patch, almost like a Haitian tar paper shack, that won't withstand a big, Haitian storm. It'll rip the roof off. And when you get these unstable plaques, they eventually calcify, and then under either a surge of pressure from lifting things or sex or just time, they're going to crack and either throw an embolus down the artery or they're going to block the whole artery off. So we now know exactly what causes heart disease. I mean, anybody who says, well, we don't know, they just want to make sure that if you understand that, you ruin their business model. They want to give you an HMG core reductase inhibitor, calcium channel blocker, beta blockers, all kinds of stuff to block you up to make you, if you're a male, fat, bald, stupid, and impotent. I've had people who haven't listened, actually. They listen to the show and say, well, I'll take one or two of your things, Doc. And then they started on these drugs, and they call me in a panic trying to get off them. I say, don't stop beta blockers quickly. Do it slow. And they said, why is that, Doc? I said, do you want to have a stroke? Do you realize stopping these drugs is more dangerous than even starting them? You got to do it real slow or you're going to get a problem. Same with things like benzodiazepines. You stop them quickly, you're going to seizure all over the place. So, people don't understand it. The medical profession don't want people with equivalent master's or PhDs in biochemistry or intermediate metabolism. They want knuckleheads that understand basic organic chemistry at a rudimentary level so they can be advanced salesmen for drugs. That's it. And I remember them actually coming to me and kind of be concerned. We have one concern, doctor. What's that? Oh, you have the equivalent of a PhD in chemistry, intermediate metabolism, and genetics. This is not good, Doc. You're going to question the authority of our professors and make them look stupid. And I did. Let me tell you, people say, Dr. Deagle, did you just acquire this personality as you get older? No. I was like this from the time I was 6 months old, my first word being no. And, I don't know what's genetic or whatever the heck it is. I have a feeling that goes back through my grandfather who had some issues where he wouldn't submit to authority when people were abusing him. Let's put it that way. Leon, my grandfather. So when you take cardiovascular, let's go through the components again, because I want to expand on what those components do. They prevent plaque formation. They prevent it from calcifying. They help to kill the infected biofilm in your arteries. They prevent cholesterol oxidation and fatty acid oxidation that kills the macrophages. And they keep your arteries flexible. So if you do that BioCuff test, which we have a little BioCuff machine now, you can test to see that your arteries are actually flexible again. So if people have partial blockages, like an artery to their leg, and they're getting leg cramps when they go walking or golfing, it isn't just they're getting leg cramps because their magnesium is low. They're getting leg cramps because they get a blocked artery. And if you did an EVA arterial study or an ultrasound of the arteries, you'd say, man, this doesn't look good. And you'll go, you hear, you know, on the sound you hear when you do the ultrasound? Mm-hmm. You'd be squirting blood and you'd say, that is really bad, man. You're hardly perfusing your lower leg. Your pudendal artery is blocked right at your knee or something. So 40-year-old male, 1 in 20 males over 40, has a 93% plus blockage of a major artery below their knee. Not good, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And people wonder why. And by the way, how did it get blocked? It didn't start at 43 or 42 or 41 or 50. It started in their 20s and teens just by eating a North American diet, which is mineral deficient and inflammatory fatty acids, and not taking the right nutraceuticals like cardiovascular. That's why I think all adults should be taking it. So if you started in your 20s, by the time you're in your 40s, you're not a candidate if you get the wrong gene snips. I just got my 23andMe, and they always send me some more lab reports, you know. And they tell you what, you don't have all these things, but maybe you have a one of certain gene or whatever, so you better do X, Y, Z to protect yourself. People need to realize when, as soon as you start taking cardiovascular, the risk factors that ordinarily would get you don't get you anymore. Pretty cool, hey? So mm-hmm. I know you're a type 1 diabetic. I'm a borderline type 2.
Type 2.
Yeah, I'm a borderline. You're type 2, are you?
I'm type 2, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a borderline type 2. In other words, I have diet, my nutraceuticals, my Nutrimeds don't take drugs at all. And if I was not taking all these Nutrimeds, I'd be a bad diabetic. I'd be seriously in trouble. Because they have two brothers that are diabetic, my grandfather. So people have to understand that this is not optional. If you listen to Dr. Deagle, who's been through a lot, and every time I've discovered something, I've been persecuted over it, but I can prove it with science. Like when we had our data with Dr. Otto Hewen at the head of pathology at the University of Calgary, our work was being done at the university. It was being done at the endocrinology lab in the University of Edmonton and cross-checked at Biosciences in La Jolla, California, the world reference lab. Every month. When we're doing work in rheologic blood viscosity with one of the major cardiologists looking at blood electrophoresis, which is far more accurate than the current NMR spectroscopy they use, the LabCorp and Quest uses, and we looked at the causes of heart disease, that's why these nutraceuticals are so important. The average person out there doesn't realize that heart and vascular disease kill more people than the next five major causes of illness, including cancer. And they don't do it slowly. They kill you really quick. In fact, I think it's, 25% of males and more than 35% of females, their first symptom of serious heart disease is death. Pretty hard to overcome that, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a terminal symptom. So let's go through the components.
Sure. So one of the key components is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Yeah.
And just a couple things I want to mention, that our hawthorn is grown in Europe. We don't use a Chinese hawthorn, which is actually a different genus and doesn't contain the same active constituents.
Right, and you guys are way ahead because there's a reason why two countries have the highest certification standards are Canada and Australia. Not America, believe it or not. They don't have as high standards for giving special awards or certification to. Next component. And by the way, the component that you mentioned there is Vitexin, which is a cardiotonic for the mitochondria of your blood vessel walls and your arteries. So your vessels pump 70% of your blood in a healthy circulatory system, and when your heart picks up more and more percentage, it means your vessels are failing. So it shouldn't be called heart failure, it should be called vessel failure. Because when your vessels fail, when you finally get to the stage where your heart's failing, it means the heart now is beyond its ability to even cope with the loss of vessel function, and now your heart is dilating or getting really thick in the walls, so the diastolic filling is reduced. And now you're in what's called the terminal phases of heart failure. And by the way, heart failure has increased 400% in the last decade in all age groups, male and female. And it's also triggered off by new silent viruses like Zika. So we think there may be an infective component to it. But it's definitely mineral components like magnesium depletion, antioxidants, the pro-inflammatory fatty acids in our diet that are all really bad for us. And people don't know that. Next component.
So we have the garlic.
And, of course, it's not just garlic. It's going to be the allicin, but it's also other molecules that block the angiotensin-converting enzyme. And they block it in a nice way, because if you take a regular ACE inhibitor, you block what's called neurotenins and bradykinins. And if you do that, you get what we call a capitin cough, which is one of the early ACE inhibitors. So it does a nice job of actually blocking the kidney, response production of angiotensin converting enzyme. Next.
So then we have the cayenne,
which is a vasodilator. It helps stimulate the release of nitric oxide. Next.
Bilberry.
Dialyzable antioxidant to protect your blood vessel walls, your heart, and your muscle, and your deep organs. And because it's dialyzable, it means it's going to penetrate deeply to turn off free radicals. Because remember, heart disease is a free radical illness. Diabetes is a free radical illness. Cancer is a free radical illness. All have different effects, but basically the underlying roots are similar. So when someone has heart disease, it means the infected biofilm is frying the inside of their artery walls. They're getting a change in what's called a methylation index. And they're getting oxidized fatty acids and cholesterol, which precipitates abnormal plaque, eventually calcifies and ruptures and causes either an embolic issue or a stroke. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Next.
So then we have the ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is present, by the way, in the American version, which is cardiovascular, and not in the Canadian anymore. Because the Canadian government decided, hey, we have enough uninformed Canadians, they're going to take this stuff and go for dental surgery or major surgery, and they're going to bleed. Because it's going to reduce your blood viscosity, which is a good thing, and it's going to also improve microperfusion of your brain and other solid organs. So they decided, well, we better take this out, being that they're a little paranoid, and that's what happened, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Yep. So then we have the valerian.
Valerian is basically an autonomic balancer. Valerian is the alternative to taking stupid things like beta blockers, you know, like Inderol and Carvedilol and all these other Vedilol things, you know. When you take them, these are the things that are going to make you, as a male, fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. Now, if you take valerian, it just calms your nervous system and it ups your autonomic nervous system of your parasympathetic balance. It doesn't have any negative side effects at all. It just literally brings you back to a balance. So it's nice. In other words, it doesn't screw you up, and it calms things down. In fact, you'll even sleep better. A lot of people take cardiovascular and say, hey, I'm sleeping better. That's because your nervous system is not tuned up so high you can't go to sleep. Next.
And then finally we have the milk thistle.
And, of course, you got to detox. A lot of time people don't realize a lot of the toxins in our environment actually are stimulating vascular disease. We now know since the onset of plastics and chemicals, petrochemicals, that getting their air, food, and water, that we're now getting, you know, we call plasticized food. It literally is like canned Barbie food, but the plastic chemicals or plasticizing agents are actually go into the artery wall and they plasticize your arteries and they screw them up bad. So we know that these toxins, if you get them out of the body, you dramatically improve the health of your blood vessels and your heart muscle. You got to detox. And this is a universal detox stimulant, is milk thistle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Testimonials going head to toe. We find people there. Circulation to the hair improves, so they're if they're going balding, that can reverse it along with things like a recidival hair tonic and other things. If you're trying to improve perfusion because you're trying to kind of reverse osteoporosis, most people don't realize that osteoporosis, osteopenia, male and female, let's say if they're a smoker, is reversed if you improve perfusion. Perfusion means more blood flow. So if you're trying to reverse major illnesses like that, or if you have a hypoxic organ that's going to become autoimmune, a hypoxia is reversed by perfusion. So it's very important to have proper organ perfusion. And you can measure that with the endopath or endothelix blood test, measures the blood flow in your capillaries and your fingertips, or the temperature change. So those tests are objective tests to say, hey, your cardiovascular isn't working. Pretty cool stuff. Then if you work down the body, if you're having angina, you'll see the angina go away. You'll see if someone's in heart failure, their heart failure will significantly reduce. You'll see if people got calcified arteries and high-speed CT scan, it reverses. So it does a lot of really cool things to your body. I tell people, start early, start high enough in dosage, and take it every day. Don't miss it. And you're going to lower your blood pressure, improve perfusion, and prevent deep vein thrombosis, stroke, heart attack, and all kinds of other bad vascular things. And remember, lack of perfusion is the basis for most illness. Back in a minute.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And welcome back. So, Fried, let's go through some testimonials. I can't tell you how many people stop having leg cramps, stop having fibromyalgic pain, notice their brain working better, notice that their blood pressure is now under control with multiple drugs. Noticing if they have angina or heart failure, that their peripheral edema is better, that they're not getting angina spells. Noticing that if people have migraines, the migraines are less. A whole range of things. If you're healing faster after wounds and your other vitamins you take work better, it's amazing the range of things that people say, I didn't expect this to happen when I took Cardiovasc, but it did. And we tell people to take our whole array of nutraceuticals, and don't second-guess Dr. Deagle. I like this guy the other day. I couldn't believe it. He actually gave me a list of like 20 things. None of them were recognizably our products. And he says he listens to the show. He's like, are you crazy? Why do you think I'm going to promote any other products that are going to be by and large garbage, including the knockoffs like Extendivite and Heart and Body and Astros Heart Drops, which are garbage, and not the correct nutraceuticals, not the correct biomolecules proved in every batch? Why do people think they're going to second-guess Dr. Deagle? I don't know. I've got a new term. I call it blame damage instead of brain damage. They are so used to blaming people or thinking that they know better that they figure, well, I'm a Google genius. I can Google something in 30 seconds, and all of a sudden I know as much as Deagle. Fat chance on that. And by the way, that includes your doctor. If your doctor really thinks they know more than Dr. Deagle, whether they're a cardiologist or an internal medicine or a pediatrician or whatever, get their phone number and their email, and Dr. Deagle will contact them. How many times do you think they're willing to actually pick that up? because if they Google my name and actually listen to a few minutes of the show, they realize, like, I don't want to have a really extremely intellectually unpleasant and painful day. So I maybe listen to the patient now because I don't want to have to tangle with Deagle. It would be a very, very bad thing. Being put in a cage match with a Tasmanian devil, let's put it that way. It'll be ugly. And I don't leave any captives, by the way. I don't believe in intellectually letting people think they're going to get away with anything. They don't. And that includes even hosts on the show, co-hosts or guests. If anybody says something stupid or obscene, like last week when I had Ann Morrison, she was supporting issues on abortion, I had to take her apart on air when we were doing a simulcast. So other guests are gone, like Jim Fetzer, Tim Alexander, other ones. If you say something that's obscene or stupid or going to put my people in harm's way, whether it's medical or otherwise, you're going down. And it's going to be extremely intellectually and physically unpleasant. And if you don't like that, by the way, turn off the radio, walk away, suffer, and die prematurely. Because, to be honest with you, I'm not here to try to convince you that I'm right. I want to prove to you I'm right. That if you want to do the individual studies like an endopad or endothelix, or you want to do a NEVA scan of your legs to see if your circulation's improved, so you don't have to put a Dacron graft in your leg to replace the artery that's all blocked off. If you listen to me, you know, like Spock, you know, live long and prosper, and I give you the ironic blessing, which is what Spock did with separating his third and fourth fingers. Baruch atah Adonai melech ha'olam. I'm blessing you to say, listen and live long and prosper. Take cardiovascular. What would you say to that?
Sounds like good advice to me, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, and by the way, this is not advice that's been easily won. It's advice where, literally, you can put any problem on earth in front of me, and I will eventually untie the Gordian knot. The problem is, the medical profession, what I was taught in medical school and residency, is such BS now. Now that I'm 65 plus, and I've had 4 decades of research and finding for myself, that most of the things I was taught, including most of the current knowledge of the average doctor nowadays in every country on earth, is wrongheaded. Whether it's heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, chemical sensitivity, epigenetics, you name it, every single profession on earth is wrongheaded. And it's dangerous. It can be proven with science, so that's not open to like an opinion. When it's science, and you can prove it with imaging studies, epigenetics, organic acids, metabolites, gene SNPs, it's not open to an opinion. It's just one of those is things, you know? Like the sun comes up in the morning and it is the morning. Or you have to have oxygen to breathe or you die, you know, when you go outside. So carbon dioxide's bad for you kind of thing. These are is things that are not open to dispute, are they?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. So, we're doing really well. We're helping a lot of people in improving their perfusion. The perfusion test was invented by, I think it was a Swiss doctor several hundred years ago, pressing the capillary bed and then counting 1-1,000, 2-1,000 to see how fast it returns. Well, we have fancier tests now, and if you take your cardiovascular before you do the endopath or the endothelix test, your perfusion will be rocking. Perfusion is king. You don't want to get sick. You got to perfuse all your organs and tissues.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and we have an open wellness discussion now, and I want to go through some of our nutriments. We're going to have, of course, if we can track them down, Jim Garcia on PPRDI. Now, I want to explain the process so you understand how this works. You can fly into New York City. He is the most advanced clinic right now, or you can travel 100 miles. Jim can actually do a QRMA analysis on you, and we can either do a live test where I log into a TeamViewer to his computer system while we're doing hydrophone analysis of your biological rhythms, of your quantum rhythms of your body. And then I cross-check that with 11-page intake history, functional medicine, environmental medicine history form, which I have composed. And I cross-check that with your imaging studies, your blood work, and if we do additional things, which we might as well do, like 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of your gene SNPs, or organic acid tests like a Great Plains Laboratory or Genova Labs, or other types of functional medicine tests like 23pack, like directlabs.com, Genova Labs, 22pack minerals, including heavy metals. Now, when you do a quantum test, like the QRMA or the Metapathia, it narrows down dramatically. I like to call these predictive tests, not diagnostic. Predictive meaning is picking up the harmonic resonant pattern, and they now have a radar diagnostic machine will pick up the harmonic resonance of, say, Zika virus, which is good for screening for pathogens coming in through various points of entry. In fact, I've been mentioning this for probably the last 3 years now, so it's good that some tech companies may have picked up on the idea and said, hey, we can make that tech machine, which they did, which is good. means medicine's moving into what's called a quantum era. Now, once we have those tests, we can do actual confirmatory tests using imaging studies. So let's say we determine that you have in your mom early signs of dementia. We can do a quantitative electroencephalogram, a T1-weighted MRI scan. We can measure organic acids and metabolites. We can measure anti-gliadin antibodies, which cross-react with the S100 protein in your brain. And we can put a program of nutraceuticals, including glutenase and glutenimmune, things like our Omega Supreme Pro, which are going to turn off the inflammation in the brain, Neurogen for docosahexaenoic acid, things to stop oxidative stress in the brain, like CoQ10, Supreme Ubiquinol, etc. So that's pretty neat stuff. In other words, I can design, based on your testing, what further tests we want to do, confirmatory, what specialists you might need to see, or subspecialist kind of diagnostic tests, both functional medicine and conventional advanced testing that would be done, like quantitative electroencephalograms, imaging studies, etc., or even gene markers for, say, cancer, specific types of tests. So it's, what's neat about this is that it's a platform for more advanced and more targeted further investigations and interventions that are dealing with the metabolic and the toxicological basis for illness. Now, I just want to go over some of the latest protocols I've been doing, and I did a ton of them yesterday. I think I did 40-plus consult yesterday alone. That's a lot. After the show, which, by the way, we'll have the archives up later. We had kind of a snafu yesterday where it was thought there was going to be a show and there wasn't, and we had Ken come in, who was supposed to kind of be a caretaker and do some equipment upgrades. That's all taken care of. We'll have the shows up after for yesterday and today. Firstly, with upper respiratory, with urinary tract infections, the first thing you want to take preventatively is NutriSilver. Three drops or one spray per 10 pounds body weight three times a day orally. Allicin Med, a cap three times a day, and Nutridyne, 15 drops in water three times a day. That's the core. Advanced, we want to build up your immune system to fight the infection and affect the bladder inflammation. NutriDefense, two capsules three times a day to block viruses, bacteria, nanobacteria, etc., and boost your natural killer cell activity against pathogens. Bladder Up, which is a soft gel, morning and bedtime. NutriImmune 26Y, which is our new nutraceutical upgrade for NutriImmune that includes the ability to fight 26 major human pathogens, including MRSA and Staph aureus, etc. And turn off cytokine levels, including C-reactive protein, PI-1, and other inflammatory cytokines, so it can happily turn off the inflammatory changes that occur that can allow cancer to develop and turn off the underlying inflammation of autoimmune disease. And then finally, Swedish flower pollen, which is an alpha-1 blocker, 1 to 2 tablets four times a day, because usually there's bladder spasm that's tied from abnormal peristaltic activity of the urethra that allows pathogens to enter from the bladder from the perineum, say, in women. So that's the basic protocol. And it's always being upgraded, by the way. You have to understand that. When I get to a test, by the way, I had one lady who sent me a bunch of tests. And she had a cancer test called CA-125 test. And she also basically said she couldn't afford the other tests that I recommended. In those cases, I tell people, just give me a time window and a phone number to call back, and then I can talk to you and explain what you need to do next. Especially if you can't afford certain kinds of things, we try to rethink what pattern can be within your affording schedule and what you can do. Myelofibrosis, this is a serious condition. You want to take, for example, with myelofibrosis, the anti-cancer nutraceuticals, but then you want to take immunoglobulin, NutriImmune 26Y. I thought this was quite funny. This person basically was taking a whole bunch of stuff from all over the place. They took it from the health food store in Longview, Texas. And I looked at the list and I said, what are they doing here? They're taking cayenne and garlic and all kinds of other supplements with weird names. Why do they think they know what to do to fix their problem? Then they're going for my advice. And, of course, they could create deficiencies by taking things they don't need, which will create imbalances. And if they're taking something like colloidal silver, it's like, are you kidding me? This stuff is almost inert silver. It has no biological activity. It's only the tiny fraction that's oxidized in its ionic state that basically is going to help. So, if you want to get well, and this particular individual, Michael, with his myelofibrosis, number one, you need a consult. Number two, you need to take only the nutraceuticals I already recommended. And I'd already given this gentleman a list of nutraceuticals to take for his myelofibrosis. Start with Maligna Block, which is going to block the cancer, and ellagic acid. These are apoptogenic agents. Next to apoptogenic agents, Power C Plus and full vitamin K2. Then Mountain Red Velvet to rebuild the bone marrow up, and BioLVR for B12 folate and B6 activated. MycoD2, which is called oncomycin to fight cancer, which is a myelofibrosis is a paracancer condition. Nutrient defense to build up natural defenses because we think that the myelofibrosis is triggered off by stealth pathogens. Nutridyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. NutriSilver, basically 1 spray or 3 drops per 10 pounds body weight. So it's very important to realize you probably have a stealth pathogen that triggered this off. Instead, after I gave him this list, he had an entire list of things that are completely foreign to the protocol I gave him. Don't do that. When I give you a protocol, take it. If you have questions and you can't afford things, I'll prioritize it for you. But don't think you're going to get well or get me to endorse products that I don't want to endorse. I know they're not going to help you, and they could create, in fact, imbalances. So don't second-guess Dr. Deagle. It is not a wise thing to do. You're wasting my time and your time. Chronic sinusitis. Firstly, Nutridyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, and Allicin Med, a capsule 3 times a day, NutriSilver, 1 spray or 3 drops. You want to also have, for chronic sinuses, you want to be using a SinuPulse Elite. You want to use a SinuPulse Elite for sinus irrigation. Cellulitis, and this is an individual who actually had cellulitis and C. difficile in their bowel. Again, the triple threat of Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver. Topically, if they're having cellulitis and skin lesions, you want to use the silver spray to the area 4 times a day at least, and topically DHA pregnenolone. If you're getting a lot of pain, I often will tell people to open up a capsule of the Brain Power, which is block the NMDA receptor. The Brain Power is vinpocetine, and it blocks the primary pain receptor in the skin. So that's a very powerful way of approaching that. Eye protocol. I had someone request that they want the MP3 for eyes. Look, first off, if you're taking an MP3, which we pulled temporarily from the site, this is not going to cure or do anything to you unless you have the nutraceuticals present in your body to absorb them. All the MP3s do is improve absorption. So you need to take Vision Max, Can-See eye drops, 2 drops each eye 4 times a day, and NutriSilver in your eyes, because most people have eye disorders, including glaucoma, chronic blepharitis, or dry eye syndrome. They have a low-grade infection. And then advanced is cell detox glutathione to get rid of the hydroproxy radical, gamma A plus to get a nitroproxy radical, and Neurogen because there's often patchy dysmyelination of the optic nerve head and the rods and cones at the back of the eye. You can use Lumen Photon, setting number 3 for the eyes, as well to heal and regenerate the eye tissue. I can sometimes get really good messages from people that are really helpful, happy that they're getting off opiates. And of course, I gave this individual a protocol to get off of opiate pain medications. They're doing really well, so they're just very thankful. Molluscum contagiosum, this is again a nasty pathogen, again with triple threat, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, Silver, topically NutriSilver and DHA pregnenolone cream to the areas, and this is important to understand that this will help a lot of things. Someone asked if a human growth hormone will help rheumatoid arthritis. Well, that's a stage 3 or 4. If you're trying to improve healing, you may want to use Mountain Red Velvet, which has IGF-1. And our microdose, but it's not the first things. The core for arthritis is Arthritix, which stops type 2 collagen attack and Inflamex, tendon mender and joint performance to deal with the epigenetic effects on the tendons and tenosynovitis of the capsules of the joints, of the things around the joint, and then joint performance to resurface the joints. Advanced, you want to turn off the free radicals with Cell Detox Glutathione Gamma E Plus Omega Supreme Pro. And you can take as little as one soft gel 3 times a day or 2 3 times a day. And you'll switch the fatty acid Cell Defense Plus Curcumin Collagen Max to heal the joint surface. Mountain Red Velvet, at least 2 capsules twice a day in microdose. So, yeah, you can use growth hormone, but that's at the advanced stage. It's not the initial core. That'll have make a huge difference. Protocol for clearing HIV, and this is actually a doctor contacted me, Dr. Tim, we'll call him. And yes, you want to use Nutridyne, Alcimed, NutriSilver, and then add NutriDefense and NutriImmune 26Y. If there's been signs of hepatitis, you want to use Cell Defense Plus and Neo. And you want to use things like our Neovasc, which is a special form of vitamin B3. And you want to use anti-inflammatories in the liver itself, whether it's ceruloplasmin or Inflamex, to reduce inflammation within the liver sinusoids that can eventually cause scarring. And it's the scarring that causes increasing what's called splanchnic hypertension and varicosities in the blood vessels, walls of the esophagus and the stomach. And if those varices burst, I remember doing internal medicine, if you get somebody with hepatitis or alcoholism and they got esophageal varices, they would often bleed to death literally from ruptured varices in their esophagus. So you had to block it with a seven-stake and Blakemore tube until we could eventually get them in for surgery to ligate those vessels. And that's big surgery, by the way. So that's where you can't avoid the surgery. If you've screwed yourself up that much, you're going to end up with surgery. MRSA, again, the triple threat, Nutridyne, Alcimed, NutriSilver, and, of course, if it's really painful, we want to add the vinpocetine to your DHA pregnenolone cream. Very easy to knock out MRSA. And by the way, I had an interesting request from a gentleman who actually was a landed immigrant from Canada. And he's a Canadian injured worker and wanted to do a medical legal review. I do medical legal reviews not only here but around the world. But you need to get a proper consultation. And this gentleman apparently had some coccygeal damage and coccidinia, it's called, or fracture or dislocation of his coccyx. And I looked at his MRI scans and other tests, and firstly, he needs a digital thermogram and an axon scan, and what's called axonpain.com, a delta and C fiber scan that'll tell where his pain generators are and then determine if he needs a C-arm directed blockade to those areas or a rhizotomy, where you use radio frequency to do a radio frequency rhizotomy on the particular pain generators. And those are done at proper pain clinics by proper pain interventionary doctors, and they know how to do it. I would recommend for this gentleman, though, he probably should, after he gets my full evaluation, go to Centennial Clinic in Grand Cayman Islands, and I can arrange how to do that. But he needs a consult. So fill in the consult form, download product sheet is the form, the 11-page form, attach all the documents, either as a Google Drive, a share, or attach them as a file, and I'll save it in a special file folder on my giant supercomputer, because I have a custom-made supercomputer with lots of room to store everybody's stuff. Sometimes I'll get people who send me information on their friend, and I have this gentleman, John, sent me regarding his friend Carol. And we talked about this earlier, about her urinary tract infections, and I gave the protocol. Updated Parkinson's protocol, and here's what the updated is. Firstly, brain power vinpocetine, CoQ10 supreme ubiquinol to cross the blood-brain barrier, gamma E plus for peroxynitrate, NutriDefense, cell detox glutathione, NutriTrala, CDP choline uridine, and ultrathiamine B1 for cholinergic pathways, because the motor pathways are cholinergic. Brain mag to calm the brain down and increase the antioxidant effect capacity. To increase the presence of tyrosine that's converted to norepinephrine and dopamine, because these are dopaminergic pathways that regulate the secondary motor neuron in the tectum of the midbrain, is mood energizer or acetyl-L-tyrosine, Neurogen for delayed myelination of the nerve fiber tracts, BioLVR supporting these various pathways in the brain, and of course, NutriImmune 26Y to turn off the inflammatory cytokines and the Fenton reaction. That which goes along with the NutriDefense, which will block that Fenton reaction. It's the iron-based reaction. That's why it's the elevated heavy metals and iron in people that get Parkinson's disease. And you can turn those off even if they have genetic tendency toward the illness, which can pick up on 23andMe. by taking the right nutraceuticals, so you don't have to go there. And there's tests we can do to show that we've actually stopped the inflammation and attacked him in the midbrain. Somebody wanted to know if allicin will kill candida. Of course it will. But we want to use also Neutrodyne, Berberstatin, and Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriSilver. So candida is not easy to get rid of, especially the budding or branching form. And the typical drugs that will get rid of it, like nystatin, only get rid of the budding. The branching form drugs like caspofungin are incredibly toxic to your liver. Don't take the medical drugs. They'll screw you up big time. But our nutraceuticals will heal it and kill off the pathogens very nicely without frying your liver. Back in just a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443 on Health and Wellness only. Coming up in Hour 3, John Moore will be joining us, who does a show here earlier in the day, expert on earth changes and much more.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, and we have the last segment before we have John Moore on. I want to talk about arthritis and fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is very common. It's probably a stealth pathogen, just like rheumatoid. Arthritis is probably caused by Mycoplasma incognita, and it triggers off an immune reaction. Specifically, if you have certain HLA haplotypes, you're more likely to get it, rheumatoid. Nodules in your joints, including up even in the cellular turcica in the brain, on the areas of the base of the brain, in the mediastinum of the chest, you can actually have rheumatoid nodules picked up on a CT scan or MRI. Arthritics, inflammax, tendon bender, joint performance of the core, advanced cell detox, glutathione, gamma plus, omega supreme, cell defense plus, and of course I recommend you use also the NutriImmune 26Y on top of using NutriDefense to actually modify your immune system. High-dose Power C is also extremely helpful to turn off all autoimmune disease because you raise the alkalinity of tissue and the electron density in the cytochrome. You literally shut off the anaerobic metabolism of autoimmune disease and cancer. That's why it's universally important to get your levels of electron density in your cells and your alkalinity of tissues high, because it literally shuts off almost every disease you can think of, including even coronary artery spasm, migraines, etc. Anorectal dermatitis. I had a gentleman who has really bad anorectal dermatitis and glandular inflammation. Colon cleanse, two capsules at bedtime. Gastroheal. By the way, it'll kind of stabilize your membranes from stem to stern, from your oropharynx down to your rectosigmoid. Nutrisilver rectally. You can put it on Q-tips or some other means of insertion in the area to stop the anal glands from being infected. Orally, Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra. IBS care to stabilize spasm of the rectosigmoid, which is a slow-release bowel carnitine. And again, NutriImmune 26Y and NutriDefense. These are important to kind of boost your immune system to kill off the pathogens. And we're recolonizing with our Resilsix strain, which is a Living Probiotic, and the Living Probiotic Ultra, the How Are You strain. These are the most powerful and best strains of probiotics on the planet. So don't use alternatives. Don't second-guess Dr. Deagle. Not good for you. Depression. Number one, you want to use S-ethyl, S-adenosyl methionine in a sachet in the morning, and again about 2 or 3 p.m. Brain Mag and Calm Mind during the day, at least a scoop of each three times a day to calm your nervous system down, because anxiety and brain inflammation and seizures in the limbic system are tied directly to depression. Mood Energizer, which is the acetyltyrosine, increases. Posinol, which is our really very good formula for lowering blood pressure and anxiety and depression. Posinol, which is sounds like positive viewpoint. Three little caplets three times a day minimum. And Minerals Plus, because the minerals and Minerals Plus are going to help you convert the amino acids to the neurotransmitters that correct depression. So again, S-ethyl, Brain Mag, Calm Mind Drink, Mood Energizer, Posinol, and Minerals Plus. And if you get depression, you're going to pull out of it and start pulling out of it the same day. You don't have to wait 4 to 6 weeks. And you definitely don't want to take serotonin reuptake inhibitors or antipsychotics or anxiolytics like benzodiazepines. These are bad drugs. Lyme disease. Again, the triple threat, NutriSilver, Alcimed, and Nutridyne. NutriDefense, and then advanced NutriImmune 26Y, Power C Plus, and Cell Defense Plus, because of the inflammation and cytokines in the body. Back in a moment with John Moore.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.